This is the Composer's Datebook for March 25th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1946, Igor Stravinsky's Ebony Concerto was premiered at Carnegie Hall by the Woody Herman Jazz Band. It was Stravinsky's most extended foray into the world of jazz, and he was a bit worried how it would turn out. A few months before the premiere, Stravinsky wrote to Nadia Boulanger in Paris that the new score would be tailor-made for Herman's jazz band and for the two sides of a 78 RPM record. "I'm composing a short concerto for the Woody Herman Band," wrote Stravinsky. "Herman will record the music under my supervision, and it will be done on two sides of one record. First side, moderato, 2.5 minutes, and andante, 2 minutes. Second side, theme and variation, 3 minutes. The orchestra will consist of clarinet, oboe, 5 saxophones, 5 trumpets, horn, 3 trombones, double bass, harp, piano, guitar, and percussion. I am somewhat unnerved by my lack of familiarity with this sort of thing." Stravinsky needn't have worried. The fusion of odd sonorities of Herman's jazz band with Stravinsky's neoclassical inclinations resulted in a work that sounds a little like a swing-era version of one of Bach's Brandenburg concertos. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.